Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about...
Okay, I'm just back from visiting Dennis. I was supposed to go to the gym, but spent too much time arguing about climate change with him. And the end result is that, according to Dennis, and the general wisdom is you get some gloves, some eye protection, and they're pretty bastard things, stink bugs, because they do spray you, and they've sprayed my arm with their shit, and it's come up with a bit of a rash, so it is pretty shitful. But you pick one up, and they start being distressed, and they all fly. Once they realise that they've been picked off, they start to fly off, so it's rather entertaining. Any other method for killing, they just sit there and die. Now, you put them in the bucket of water, and of course, these things have evolved to be dumb, stupid, evil, but they can't swim. In fact, the younger ones, which are orange in colour, not only swim, they sink straight to the bottom. The other ones float on the top a little bit, a wee bit. Obviously, I think they've got more sophisticated wings. It's hard to say. I think the actual the young ones have no wings, and so the older ones, which are sort of dark coloured, bit thick body and stuff like that, have wings, and I think the wings keep them afloat. And of course, they can't swim, and so they grab onto each other as they're being thrown into the bucket. So the other thing is that you don't have to really hold them exquisitely well. You just, with a slightly clubbish hand, pick them off. It's amazing how easy they are to pick off. And then you have to actually chuck them, cast them into the water. And they're all dead, which is great. And it's amazing that after you pick a lot off a tree, none of them come back to that tree. So there must be some sort of chemical signature that they put in there to warn their mates. And of course, if they're having a great time, they tend to clump together. So I'm sure it's for some sort of sexual gratification they have going forward. Now, I'm just going to see if I get down. It's 10 past 12, and see if the people want to go with me to have some lunch here. So that's the story of stink bugs and the way that stink bugs can invade your citrus tree and also invade your social sphere with the sort of new age technique, which doesn't work to do it, the social thing that you have to follow that new age technique, the stupid fly spray system, which doesn't really work, and then finally the age old pick it up in a bucket until you have your glasses on, because they do squirt you. And I think I'm going to have long sleeve shirts in future to get across this. I'm going around the corner here, whoops. So thanks a lot for listening. That's the story of the stink bugs. Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.